This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Thursday, November 7th, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Well, the Fed Reserve cut its key interest rate today by a quarter point in response to the steady decline in the once-high inflation that had angered Americans and had helped to drive Donald Trump's presidential election victory this week. The rate cut follows a larger half-point reduction in September, and it reflects the Fed's renewed focus on supporting the job market as well as fighting inflation, which now barely exceeds the central bank's 2% target. The move does reduce the Fed benchmark rate to about 4.6%, down from a 40-year high of 5.3% before September's meeting. The Fed had kept that rate high for more than a year to fight the worst inflation streak in, again, four decades. Democrat freshman Representative Don Davis has won re-election, defending his seat from a challenge by Republican opponent Laurie Buchholz in North Carolina's only toss-up congressional race. The race attracted millions of advertising dollars from both parties. Davis' seat, a crucial one for Democrats to keep order and have a chance of controlling the lower chamber. The freshman representative, serving on the Agriculture and House Armed Services Committees, has earned a reputation as one of the more moderate House Democrats, which may have won him favor with some unaffiliated voters of the district. Republicans knocked off Democrats in two perennially contested U.S. House seats in eastern Pennsylvania, while U.S. Representative Scott Perry, one of the hardest right members of the chamber, survived a challenge in a southern Pennsylvania district with more moderate politics. The defeat of six-term Representative Matt Cartwright and three-term Representative Susan Weil came as the GOP's U.S. House majority hung in the balance. Denver voters rejected a proposal that would have shut down the city's only slaughterhouse. The results showed voters resoundingly defeated the measure. Over 60% of Denver voters opposed the ban. The ban targeted Superior Farms, an employee-owned meat processing plant. It provides lamb meat to Denver and the entire country. Superior Farms employs roughly 160 people in a minority-majority neighborhood. Proponents argued that slaughterhouses are inhumane for animals and workers. Critics said the ban would increase the prices of meat, decimate jobs, and negatively affect Colorado's economy. They pointed to a Colorado State University study saying that the slaughterhouse ban could mean Denver losing up to $800 million in economic benefits and as many as 3,000 jobs. Well, farm groups are warning the Biden administration against requiring farmers to implement specific groups of climate-smart farming practices, that in order for their crops to qualify for a valuable new clean fuels tax credit. Rules for a temporary tax credit known as 40B for sustainable aviation fuel that expires December 31st require corn farmers to follow three separate practices: no-till, cover crops, and use of an energy-efficient fertilizer. The Treasury Department currently considering rules for the 45Z tax credit, which will replace 40B January 1 and apply to renewable diesel and other biofuels in addition to sustainable aviation fuel. You can read more on this story at AgriPulse.com. Less than 2 years ago, the University of Illinois projected renewable diesel capacity would reach 6 billion gallons in 2025. That capacity is now projected at 5.1 billion gallons next year. The list of announced projects is still long and could eventually add substantially more to the renewable diesel capacity in the country. However, none of those projects have yet broken ground. Analysts now say until there's confirmation of construction, the projection shouldn't be included in forecasts. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau. Join more than 5,000 farmers and ranchers from across the country at the American Farm Bureau Convention, January 24th through 29th in San Antonio, Texas. The convention and trade show are open to anyone who wants to learn more about farming, ranching, and agriculture policy. Register at annualconvention.fb.org/register. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.